This is Arts and More on WMUK, bringing you arts and culture in Southwest Michigan. I'm Robbie Feinberg. The Art Prize competition in Grand Rapids will be wrapping up this weekend. Winners will soon be announced, but today we're not going to talk about those. Instead, we're going to focus on just one exhibit hanging inside the halls of Boardwalk Condominiums in Grand Rapids. It looks like a classic photo montage, pictures of flowers, animals, trees all stacked in rows one after another. But inside these photos is the intense, stressful, tragic, and finally hopeful journey of an 18-year-old Galesburg photographer named Madeline Martin. From the day she was born, Martin hasn't had it easy. She has autism, which makes it hard to even simply take in the world around her. When I meet Madeline, things seem to be even harder for her. She sits in a big chair, and by her side hang several IV packets, sending nutrients through tubes into her body. Madeline's cells can't absorb food, so these IVs are her breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Despite all of this, though, she's cheery, witty, too, and a little sarcastic.
I call my IV stuff my ball and chain, because it goes everywhere.
Madeline needs all this to treat a disorder called mitochondrial disease, mito for short. She and her brother were both diagnosed a few months apart in 2004. Mito is a truly awful disease. Mitochondria are basically your cell's factories, transforming food into the energy you need to do anything. Eat, breathe, walk around. When you have mito, though, the mitochondria fail. Your body suddenly can't get that energy. And now, instead of going to school or even just going outside most days, Madeline is stuck here.
Mito is a very nasty, horrible disease. It takes away the energy for everything. It's something that no one should have to live with. Especially kids.
Hi. Hi, baby.
But a kind of amazing thing happened in the years after she was diagnosed. She started heading here, to the Chef Therapeutic Riding Center in Augusta. And she found out that nearly every animal, not just horses, but dogs and frogs, even giraffes and elephants, naturally wanted to get close to her.
Like, I could get close. And have always liked them and been good with them. Don't you want to look pretty?
Madeline wasn't just content with looking at them, though. When she turned 13, she picked up a camera and turned the lens at the animals and nature scenes around her. Madeline even headed to equestrian events and snapped thousands and thousands of photos of horses seemingly flying through the air as they jumped hurdles. Her camera, she says, was her very own animal magnet.
Animals, horses especially, just trust me. I can go out in a field and I don't even know it, and the horses don't go away, and I can get pictures of them. I think my autism definitely is what makes it so I can, like, analyzing things. Analyzing how the animal's body language is.
More importantly for Madeline, though, photography became the one place where her IVs and her sore joints didn't matter.
I forget about all of the stuff that I'm attached to, all my IV lines. I can forget about it, and I feel like I have more energy than I really do. That is my lion.
Back inside, Madeline pulls up a few of her favorite photos on her computer. They're nature photos, but not the kind you expect, with mountains and rivers. Madeline's pictures don't play by those rules. They're intimate. They focus on just one tiny detail, a splash of a single raindrop, or the weathered wrinkles on an elephant's face.
We see life as the big picture, and the world around us as one, you know, big picture. She sees the individual pieces of that picture.
That's Madeline's mom, Tammy. Tammy says when she first looked at Madeline's photos, they touched her in a way that few things had. She saw the viewpoint of a daughter who she had struggled to really understand for years.
You know, for me, it was like, for the first time, I was like, I understand why she gets overwhelmed by the world. Because if I saw every little fleck of leaf or moss, I don't think I could function either, you know? And yet she functions just very differently from us. Mm-hmm. And so it gave us a window into her view of the world around her.
By the end of last year, Madeline had compiled thousands and thousands of photographs, enough to fill up a hard drive a few times over. She was already selling a few as postcards, but she and her family wanted to use the photos to introduce the world to mitochondrial disease. Art Prize, they thought, was the place to do it.
With thousands and thousands of pictures on her computer, it was time to really share those with the world.
As you can hear, it's not Madeline who's talking about the planning. That's because for her, much of late last year is one long, blurred memory. It all started one night last November. The Martins were in Milwaukee for a checkup. Everything seemed fine, but as the family returned to their hotel room, something was off with Madeline.
And so she lay down and Stefan was kind of chatting and stuff, and then she started saying, I'm just so cold, I can't get warm. And I knew that that was a warning sign that we were having a problem.
They covered her in layers of clothes, but nothing worked.
And within 2 hours, we were in the ICU, fighting to save her. So, you know, that's why there's not really a typical day. And just because the day starts okay doesn't mean it will end okay.
Madeline was okay, but she suffered another setback a few months later. She had more surgery. She survived, but her memories of planning for Art Prize were a hazy afterthought in the midst of a violent year. This year, though, her family brought the idea up again.
So we started to pick through all of these photos that had been put on cards and sold over the years and made them into the piece that was her vision.
They applied to Art Prize. Madeline got in. It all came together in her exhibit, La Vie en Couleur, Life in Color. The photos, from left to right, tell Madeline's story through her photography. It starts with green photos, representing the mito. Then it flows to black and white, symbolizing the diagnosis and the struggles of every day. But the last piece is colorful, showing hope and life continuing on, despite her devastating disease. Late last month, the Martin family took a trip to see the piece. For everyone, Madeline and her parents Tammy and Doug, it was the culmination of one of their toughest years.
That was one thing that we talked about. You know, it was like, this year has been so hard.
But walking in and then just seeing it in person and look where we are. And in sharp contrast to where we were last November and December, sitting in a hospital in Milwaukee, missing Thanksgiving, almost missing Christmas, and really not knowing what the future held. But to stand there yesterday and look around and say, wow, sometimes your blessings come in battalions. And it was really overwhelming.
And I went and I looked at them and I was like, oh, it really did happen. It's real. And I didn't realize it was until I saw it hanging up.
Mito will always be a battle. The days still start at 5:30 a.m. with one IV and at 11 p.m. with another. But through all of that, it's Madeline's photographs that keep her going. Besides Art Prize, she now has another exhibit up, too, at the Van Singel Fine Arts Center in Byron Center. It's something the family could never have dreamed of, even just 5 months ago, but they say it's given new hope.
Even though she, you know, is dependent on all of the IVs and the IV meds and a ventilator and different things like that through her photography, she is still able to give back to the world that she lives in.
Both exhibits will be up through the middle of October. You can see some of her photos on our website. Just head to WMUK.org. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.